Howdy, folks. Please keep your hands and arms inside the train and remain seated at all times. Now then, hang on to them hats and glasses.
From Television City in Hollywood.
Hey, gang. Jason Bullitt here, host of the Keep It To Yourself podcast. And we're getting ready to celebrate Halloween by going back to the archives. And this is an episode I recorded back in October of 2018 where I discussed the old hometown's haunted happenings. That'd be my hometown of Saratoga Springs, New York, don't you know? So I just want to let you know that everything in this episode has been left intact. Yes, including the football picks from back in that week. So just a little appetizer for you as we get ready for episode 200, which will be out sometime soon. I'm not going to reveal who the guest is going to be, but I'm sure you'll enjoy it just the same. All right, time to hit the Wayback Machine. Enjoy.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
Welcome to episode 61, asterisk, of the Keep It To Yourself podcast, the most above average podcast ever to hit your ear holes. My name, of course, and as always, is Jason Bullitt.
The man of the hour, woo! Too sweet to be sour, Jack.
And I'm coming to you once again from the road somewhere in the rolling hills of southern Saratoga County, New York. I'm recording this episode on Tuesday, the 30th of October, 2018, the day before Halloween. So just a quick note, I lied about wishing you happy Halloween last week. Well, I'm going to say it to you this time, and I mean it for realsies. Have a happy and safe Halloween, everybody. Please be careful tomorrow night as I record this, but then again, this episode might drop afterwards. But anyway, all right, let's kind of get deep in the weeds here. We're going to try and have as Halloween-themed the show as we possibly can. I want to talk a little ghost stories with you. Ooh, spooky. Last year, I really didn't talk Halloween all that much. Well, I kind of grazed the surface a little bit. It was the main topic, but I didn't take a real deep dive. I believe that's episode 24. Let's go back and have a listen to that. So on that note, let me get my social media out of the way here. You can follow me on Twitter at 518_bull. Instagram, it's at jason_51838. And there's also the Keep It To Yourself Facebook page. So that's where you can have a look there. That's where the new episodes go, and I put them on the social medias. You can also listen to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, on TuneIn, on SoundCloud, and also Podbean. I'm also hosted by Podbean. That's the hosting platform. Just want to get that clear. I'm going to start the show here with some shout-outs. And this is a bit of a podcast piece for another podcast. And he's become a new friend of the show, I'm happy to say. And that's Pete A. Turner, I should say. You can follow him on Twitter, at Pete A. Turner, on brand. Thank you, sir. I was very honored to be a guest recently on the newest album fight episode of the Break It Down Show podcast, where we had an album fight between Peter Gabriel's 1986 magnum opus, So, and Tina Turner's greatest album of the 1980s, in my most humble opinion, Private Dancer. Of course, yours truly had to put in some work late on a Sunday night. It was 10 o'clock New York time by the time we got to recording and breaking it down. See what I did there? No pun intended / pun intended. Break the turn signal. Haven't done that in a while. And it was really great. I also want to shout out Brian Theis, or Theis, or T-H-E-I-S is his last name. You can follow him on Twitter at GiantsBrain75, San Francisco Giants, not New York Giants. By the way, which Giants team was the most disappointing in 2018? I'll wait. I'll take your answer off the air. Well, we had a great time. It's going to be out later this week. It may be out by the time this episode drops.
or this episode may have dropped by the time it happened. I don't know how it's going to happen. We're going to, like, all the shifting of the timeline, all the rupture of the time-space continuum here. So there's that to look forward to. Check that out. You can follow the Break It Down show on just about any place where you get podcasts. And in advance, I would also like to shout out two other elements of the album Fights, and they're also people I know from the late lamented Jay Moore Sports Radio show on Fox Sports Radio. Phil Green and Richard Lackey. You can follow Phil Green of Temecula, California at PJ Green. And you can follow Richard Lackey at Richard Lackey 1. Richard L-A-C-K-I-E 1. Just wanted to give him a shout there. It was great being on that podcast. I know it was a late night for me, but I'll be interested, as I'm sure you will, on hearing yours truly on a podcast other than this one. I actually get to talk to other people. That's amazing, isn't it? What a novel concept. I don't know why anybody had thought of that before. And speaking of friends of the show, these are older friends, Cease Beeston's podcast. Beast on the Road hasn't had a new episode out for a while. And, of course, I got to mention Heidi Sicari, my good friend Frank Sicari's wife, the woman to whom he's related by marriage, mortgage, and business partnerships. Talk House, Franklin Alley Social Club. What up, Troy, New York, in the house. Heidi versus the world, little shout there. So just putting you guys over here. So Pete, Brian, Phil, Richard, Heidi, Cease. Big shouts to all of you. And of course, I gotta go back to the Saratoga Springs High School class of 2001 for this last shout out. Jim Perillo. Jim and his girlfriend Fifi are about to go on an epic trip. Kinda, but not really around the world. They're gonna be taking trips not just in the United States, but they're going out as well. Look out, Las Vegas, Orlando, back home to New York City, maybe Brooklyn, Mississippi, Singapore, Thailand, back to Singapore to wrap up the trip. So look out if you're in Asia. Look out if you're in the southern United States. Look out if you're in Sin City, USA. You're going to have yourself a time there, Jimbo. Please be safe. Hopefully you'll be able to get back in country. And here's hoping this country is still standing in one way or another by the time we get done here. And there's no real segue out of this segment, but I got to do a brief in the news segment. Hearts out to everybody in Pittsburgh. Hearts out to all listeners in Western Pennsylvania. I had a bummer of a weekend. And it was all because of this horrific incident, this shooting at the synagogue in Pittsburgh. I was at work Saturday morning. We were really busy, so much so I volunteered to spend a good majority of my day off, a normal Saturday, at work. So I was unaware even that this story had taken place. I found out about it later on, and it left a sad feeling in my stomach. It left me bummed the whole weekend, more bummed than the Giants losing to the Redskins. But that's all by the by. And it's very troubling to see the far right grab a hold of political discourse and the culture in this country ever since you-know-who took office. It's really disconcerting as an American to think that, you know, we treat everybody fairly in this society, and now to find out that's no longer the case, it really just brings me down somewhat. And I'm sure if you're listening, you feel the same way. Let us support one another in times like these. And to quote Forrest Gump, that's all I have to say about that. No real segue out of this. A real heavy moment there and pretty brief. I really like to work the good side of humanity, but I just had to address that, so you'll have to forgive me if I had a hard time speaking during this segment. I wasn't as, I wouldn't say soft-spoken. I'm saying this for lack of a better term. Hard to say. I don't know how to get out of this segment. So this is going to take us right to Jason's Sports Corner, and this is by Frank Sicari's request, or at least that's what he suggested. Big shout out to you, Frank. And he wanted a little NBA talk, and now this happened the night I got back from homecoming at Castleton. Go back to episode 60 for that. That was last week. And late last night, I didn't see this live, but I did hear about it later, mainly because I'd gone to bed. But there was quite the scuffle in the Lakers-Rockets game that Saturday night. There was an incident between Rick Ingram, he of the Los Angeles Lakers, one of the new acquisitions they brought in, and James Harden, an established veteran with the Houston Rockets, previously with the Oklahoma City Thunder, so he's had experience playing with guys like Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook. No spring chicken he. And there was a bit of a scuffle. Well, that didn't amount much to anything, so the official just broke it up. But just when you thought cooler heads had prevailed, this happened.
There's Hawk now. Paul punches a throw. Paul and Rondo throwing punches. Ingram comes in. He's throwing punches. Security trying to separate. So are some of the teammates. Boy, that quickly erupted into something ugly.
I'm not your friend, buddy. I'm not your buddy, guy. He's not your guy, friend. I'm not your friend, buddy. We're not your buddies, guy.
Upon hearing that, I heard an episode last week of View from the Cheap Seats, a great Sklar Brothers podcast, or hosted by the Sklar Brothers, I should say. And they were telling the difference between good bad blood and bad bad blood. This was an example of the former in their opinion, and one might not agree with them. I certainly can sign for that. It really heightens the rivalry, and it's good for the sport. Despite the fact that the Golden State Warriors at this juncture are still going to win the NBA championship, we're almost 2 weeks into the season. So I guess hope springs eternal on that whole deal. And also on a side note, while we're still in Jason's Sports Corner, a quick congratulations to the Boston Red Sox. They won their 10th World Series championship the other night. They defeated the Los Angeles Dodgers in 5 games. I think the Dodgers didn't put up much of a fight. Sure, there was that 18-inning thriller, Game 3, over the weekend. Max Muncy with the game-winning base hit. Like, all right, here we go. We got a series. But Dave Roberts had some managing issues in Game 4. In fact, I saw this picture online on social media, I believe it was. It was like Dave Roberts, and there's Timosaurus says, "You effing idiot." I thought Dodgers blew the game. They wound up blowing the series. So, there you go right there. That's why I played part of Tessie by Dropkick Murphys in the beginning. So, there you have it right there. This has been Jason Sports Corner. Before we get spooky here on this episode of the Keep It To Yourself podcast, it's high time that we have the return of a beloved segment of this show. And you know what it is when you hear the music. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the long-awaited, much-anticipated return of Tales of Franklin Alley. Well, after over a month's absence, it was back to trivia. I had to cancel on October 10th, as you know, because of my dad's health, a family emergency, if you will. And of course, last week, well, 2 weeks ago, as I recorded this, really, the 17th, I was in better health. Well, everything was better on my end. The lone female in our group, Erin, had to get some more renovations done. Had to order countertops, as she put it. And, of course, everybody else, unfortunately, took ill. But we were all back in fine fettle last week. And it looked kind of rough in spots, but surprise, surprise, we did it again. We are the super team of Franklin Alley Trivia. While we did not get a $25 gift certificate, there was something else going on. There's going to be this Ski and Craft Expo going on this weekend at the Times Union Center over in Albany. So I don't know what to make of it there. So no certificate, but something else of which I don't know. I'll have to square it with them in the next few days. Or maybe I'll see them tomorrow night and we'll see what all that was about. Hopefully we'll get an actual bloody certificate this time. Well, not bloody like, you know, blood cover. That would be disgusting beyond all words. And unsafe, too. And also, as it's Halloween, it's on a Wednesday this year. It's going to be Halloween trivia, and yours truly is going in costume. I'm doing it, folks. I'm going to be going as the dude from The Big Lebowski, celebrating the 20th anniversary of that wonderful Coen Brothers comedy classic. So you'll have details on that coming up next week. And that, in some tangential way, gets us to the main part of the show, and we're going to talk ghost stories for Halloween. I mentioned haunts in a kind of colloquial way in last episode of this podcast. But we're talking places that are alleged to be haunted, or so they say. It happens everywhere around the world. The New York's capital region is no exception. In fact, my home county, Saratoga County, New York, in which this podcast is produced, is home to some noteworthy hauntings. I remember my mom, God rest her soul, Day of the Dead, November 2nd, day before her birthday, ironically. I would ride around with her sometime when she was a nurse, and early in her tenure, she would travel around to places all throughout Saratoga County and go visit patients at their homes, or sometimes they would come to her office in near Saratoga Springs, near the hospital. And I remember one book that she had was Ghosts of Saratoga County by David Pitkin, and there are all these places like where all these hauntings took place throughout the county. Hey, there are some places in my hometown of Saratoga Springs that are alleged to have been haunted. The Canfield Casino is one of them. Now, there's the Adelphi Hotel, which recently got renovated. It says this website, hauntedplaces.org. It was closed for renovations as of November of 2012. Well, it reopened some time ago. I think it was last year, if not 2 years ago. They say it was haunted by a lady in Victoria-era clothing wearing a blue dress. Numerous guests of the hotel claim to have seen her walking through the hotel. And, of course, the Adelphi Hotel, I believe, used to be the United States Hotel. And this is Saratoga Springs at the height of its Victorian grandeur. And, of course, my favorite place is Canfield Casinos listed out here. They don't have the old Bryant Inn, but let me get a little mention in there. They say, like, it could be haunted. The place, the old Bryant Inn, great restaurant, by the way. I've eaten there many times. In fact, one of the last big family events we had with my mom was her 70th birthday on Halloween weekend 2016, where we surprised her with a birthday party and lunch at O'Brien's Inn. We had all the relatives there, my sister, her husband, my nephew. I rode over with them. My brother-in-law used an apple-picking ruse to try and get me all like, oh, a little too late in the season for apple-picking. And I said, all right, guys, ready to go. And then my sister sprung on me and said, this is actually a surprise lunch for mom for her 70th birthday. So I piled in with my nephew and my sister, her husband. We all went to OBI, and we had ourselves a wonderful time. I think we invited back my Uncle Al, my Aunt Betsy, Uncle Sid, and Aunt Patty over for coffee at our house afterwards. And it is said that the old Bryant Inn, you go like where the bathrooms are upstairs from the dining area, that place could be haunted. Now, I don't really believe in ghosts and all that, or paranormal stuff, but it's enough like, well, it's enough for me to say, well, I'm just going to go use the bathrooms nearby. I'll just walk through the bar and go use the bathrooms there. Of course, there's also the Canfield Casino at Congress Park. And it's right there. It used to be where this whole casino back in the Victorian age, in the era of the gambling halls. Go back to, I believe, episode 53. I had a little talk there where I was at a Saratoga salon at the Inn of Saratoga. Big shout out to Lauren Hayward on that whole deal. And they were talking about the golden age of when the mobsters were coming to town. Al Capone and them. Now, one experience about Canfield Casino from one commenter said, in the year 1999, their then 9-year-old daughter had a class field trip to the Canfield Casino. The tour was going well when we approached the grand staircase. We mean the group. Browns, pal. At the top of the stairs was a woman in Victorian dress. Again, see grandeur, Victorian. I asked our tour guide how I could get a job giving tours in period dress, and she turned very pale. She asked me, you see her too? I said, and I did, and thought nothing more of it. Suddenly, I started to feel a bit unwell. 2 hours later, it was time to go home, and I still felt unwell. Arriving back at the school, my daughter chose to ride the bus home with her friends as I was going to leave. It took me 10 minutes to get home. Well, we got a little medical condition here. Oh, boy. Hospital trip after seeing a ghost made this person take ill. Onward, as Theo Vaughn would say. Within the 10 minutes, I developed a fever that shot up to 104.2 degrees Fahrenheit. I wound up going to the ER after 3 days of this fever and seeing this same woman in my house. She had not been there before. So this ghost had followed her home and made her sick. Holy friggin' crap. My God. She had not been there before. Close parentheses. There was never an explanation as to why I became so ill, but I am positive that it was not a hallucination because I see her randomly. And there ends that quote. Oh, wee. I don't know how you can top that. And, of course, there's, you feel a ghost. You feel that ghostly presence just makes your hair stand up on end. Here's the most recent one. It says, I spent a few hours there one afternoon and don't think it's haunted, but the collection of small dim-lit rooms, some with shoddy furniture and odd little angles, could easily lead people to see all sorts of odd things out of the corner of their eyes. Not a pleasant or restful place by any stretch of the imagination. I didn't think I'd bother going up there, to be honest with you. So it looks like this place really is haunted. And it says 88%. They say, yep, it's haunted. You got it. Of course, there's a place in my mythology which is partially haunted, and that's Castleton University. I've already talked about in episode 24 where trick-or-treating was banned in the town, and the college community in response gets together every year at this time, and they go to Glenbrook Gym and they host a community party for everybody. It helps out with town and gown relations. Now, the rumor with Ellis Hall, which is the Castleton University freshman dorm, there's rumors that a second floor bathroom, I thought it was third floor when first I heard this myth, but it's actually the second floor bathroom, which is split between female students on one side, male on the other. First floor are males, all females on the top floor, the third floor. It was a female student who, in the hall, took her own life. Witnesses say toilets flush and showers and faucets run on their own. Nobody touches. Like, all of a sudden, you hear the sound of water coming out of a spout or a spigot one way or the other. There's no real comments on that, but there's no ratings here, too, so it's kind of a myth as to whether this place is haunted. There are other places, too, and I will leave you to do your own research on that whole deal. Well, after that interesting turn, we're going to end the show as we've been wanting to do this season with the Super 6 Pigskin Picks. This is where I take six games from the college and NFL action that weekend. And before we get there, let's have a recap of our records. Last week had a great record straight up, 5-1, but unfortunately not so much against the spread, 3-3. So by my calculations, my record straight up is now 34-13-1. Against the spread, it is 31-16-1. So let's get to it. Here are your official plays, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just going to speed through the college football picks, so no background music going to be put in post. We're going to start with a Friday night kickoff. Pittsburgh at number 23 ranked Virginia. The Cavaliers, not Cleveland, Virginia, 7.5. And I sent my thoughts and prayers out to those in Western Pennsylvania earlier on. Hashtag Pittsburgh strong. And not to correlate this with a tragedy, far from it. I'm going to say it's Pitt in an upset. Second of all, we go to West Virginia against 15th-ranked Texas. By the way, West Virginia number 12 in the AP polls, by the way. And what I like to call the This Makes No Geographic Sense Whatsoever Bowl. Texas, the favorite, -1.5. Take the Longhorns minus the points. And from there, we go to the National Football League. Maestro? We're going to start in New Orleans, where the Saints will be hosting the Los Angeles Rams. Rams getting a win after a rather dumb play by Green Bay Packers running back Ty Montgomery with the ball and everything. All the hoopla that happened there. Saints are looking good halfway through the season. Todd Curley did cost me a winner against the spread. Rams will be fine, though. Ty Montgomery, not so much, I think. This is the week the Rams' undefeated streak comes to an end. So I'm going to say, even though the Rams are favored by 1 point, I'm going the other way. Saints in an upset by the Mississippi. In our second game of the week, it's the Carolina Panthers
favored by 6.5 points over the visiting Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the hashtag MeToo/TimesUpBowl, mainly because of Jameis Winston. And speaking of whom, he had himself a poor game last Sunday against the Bengals, where he threw 4 interceptions. So that meant the return of Blood Sugar Baby, Fitzmagic, Ryan Fitzpatrick. Unfortunately, the Bengals got the win in the end with a field goal at the buzzer, or the gun, or whatever. So don't expect a redux of Fitzmagic. All the Buccaneers will do will cover. Carolina's going to win. Next, we go to the Sunday night matchup. Again, this time it's the New England Patriots hosting the aforementioned Green Bay Packers. We're getting the Patriots on short rest. They beat the Bills last night, and they have some respect, too. I don't know why I wrote that in my notes, especially with what happened with the aforementioned Ty Montgomery and the gaffe he had against the Rams. So with all that in mind, take the Patriots straight up. And finally, and I mean that, it's the Dallas Cowboys at Tennessee Titans Monday Night Football. The Cowboys, for some strange reason, are favored by 6 points on the road. That's too high of a spread in my opinion. Even Bill Simmons and Cousin Sal seem to think so. And also, it's been a tough season for the Cowboys, as my brother-in-law and you Cowboys fans would well know. Not that my brother-in-law listens to this podcast, nor that he knows I do one. The Titans are coming back off 2+ weeks rest. They were in London the week before. So on that note, I'm going to say the Titans straight up. So to recap, New Orleans Saints in an upset against the Rams. No more ramming it. Bucks cover over Carolina. Patriots and Titans straight up. And that puts to an end this week in the Super 6 Pigskin Picks, as well as the 61st episode of the Keep It To Yourself podcast. I thank all of you for listening. Never take the audience for granted. Never have, never will. Once again, happy and safe Halloween to all of you listening. I'll be back next week. Not sure what we got. But just the same, subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Rate and review 5 stars. You can also listen on SoundCloud. Tune in, Podbean, wherever you get your podcast. Also, I've got the feed in the show notes so you can listen on your Android device. So once again, thanks for listening. I'll talk to you on the next one. And as always, and above all else, wait for it. Wait for it. Keep smiling.
1 minute, before we go any further, one more little thing here. During this era of the podcast, I record while driving my car on the way into work. This is back when I actually worked in an office. Oh, how different things were 5 years ago for yours truly. Thank goodness I am not doing that shit anymore. Okay, enough talk for me. Enjoy.